WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump slamming some of his own supporters who are outraged over his administration's failure to release more Jeffrey Epstein case files. The president saying his, quote, past supporters have brought this bull, calling it a hoax. But ABC's Jonathan Carl says a growing number of Republicans are now backing a push to hear from an Epstein associate themselves.
This is something we're hearing from some pretty senior Republicans, Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, Mike Lee, senator from Utah, both very much Trump allies, say that they would like to see Ghislaine Maxwell testify before Congress.
The Senate pushing ahead on a rescissions package that would codify some controversial DOGE cuts to public broadcasting and USAID, clawing back some $9 billion. President Trump's crypto agenda paralyzed in the House. Some Republican holdouts saying they're against the central bank digital currency, and it's unclear exactly what they would be authorizing. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. The deadline to apply for the Wisconsin Technology Council's 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards has been extended. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and can now be submitted until July 31st. The awards ceremony will be held in November. The Town of Hayward Board voted in favor of holding a public hearing for community input on how to fulfill the town's law enforcement needs. Town officials say the decision revolves around weighing the cost of a police department against the needs of the community. Some argued the size and population of the town would make it difficult for just one officer to cover, and they didn't need a full-time officer to enforce ordinances. Others argued that cost should not be a factor in the decision because not having adequate police coverage would be a mistake. Barron County residents still have a couple of days to provide their input on the 2025-2030 Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan. The survey is available online and will be open for comments until July 18th. The goal of the survey is to inform Barron County officials on what residents enjoy about their current recreation opportunities and what future improvements they would like to see. Residents will also be able to make their own suggestions for adding new recreation opportunities. The survey should only take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks sign a new guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks confirmed today they signed guard Cole Anthony, a free agent from the Orlando Magic. 6'2", Anthony started in 22 games for the Magic last season, appearing in 67 games, averaging a little over 9 points per game. The Bucks wrapping up their summer league play tonight against the Chicago Bulls. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez met with reporters in Las Vegas and was asked, how did he end up leaving Milwaukee to sign with the LA Clippers?
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast. Looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out and were one of them. They've been a great team for quite a while now. They have a ton of great players, you know, obviously Hall of Famers, All-Stars, some great young players. You know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
NFL Packers beginning to arrive in Green Bay. Training camp beginning a week from today. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, a mostly cloudy sky overnight, and cooler, lows in the upper 40s. Beautiful day tomorrow, pleasant, with sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Then shower and storm chances return later Friday. Currently 51 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Act Two of this evening's broadcast. Great to have you with me. Working the board is the kid, Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Have you had a mood swing since the first hour? You still think you can get through this?
You know, I'm thinking I can get through it, yeah.
All right. I think you can, too.
It's going to be okay.
No doubt in my mind. We are having a lot of fun here tonight, folks. We talked to Mike Clemens in hour number one. He gave us an update on the Brewers. They are red hot, only a game behind the Cubs. And Conrad and I talked a little bit about it'll be tough for them to keep that pace. I mean, winning 80% of their games in the last 10, that you can't sustain that. But
I would love a 100-win season.
Is that still possible?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
That could happen.
I haven't done the math.
No, we'll do the math. Get the slide rule out, and we'll go to town on that. We also talked about it's Will Ferrell's birthday. So our question of the night is, what is your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role? We've had a few varying... I don't know. Some dramatic, actually. Some comedy. I said Old School. Conrad said The Other Guys. But let us know what you're... If you do want to text, folks, we have pre-recorded content starting in about 13 minutes. And that's our interview with Frank Hermans of Let Me Be Frank Productions. He has a new show opening down the street here in downtown Green Bay at the Meyer Theater. The beautiful Meyer Theater. So, Frank, we're going to play... We sat down with Frank yesterday. He played a song. We had some laughs. He tried to get fresh. I had to repel him. Conrad had to step in. It was awkward, but we got through it. And that is what you do in radio, ladies and gentlemen. Frank's interview will be played at 7:20 tonight. So if you do want to respond to tonight's question of the night, try to get it in the next 5 minutes or so we can read it before we jet. We also talked about this. I am so done with action comedies. Give me a comedy or give me an action film where I feel like there's something... Something's in peril or something. I'm tired of the action comedy. The comedy sucks and the action's not really that thrilling. So that's something we covered also in hour one, as well as our discussion with the outstanding Mike Clemens. So that's a show. We've got a few more minutes here. And I want to say, you know, I just realized, I don't think it's very noticeable. I spilled toothpaste on my shirt the last time I wore it.
Well, if it landed on the blue spot, that kind of looks like toothpaste.
It's on the light blue spot? If you're watching on the stream, I don't think it's visible, but why do I still feel like a slob? Like, I'm practicing hygiene. I'm brushing my teeth, which I forgot to do today, by the way.
Nice.
Conrad and I had a meeting before the show with Aaron Carreno, and the whole meeting, I'm going, oh, my God, I didn't brush my teeth today. Of all the days you needed to share a computer with me. So anyway, but I still feel like a slob. It's not like I have tomato sauce or a piece of cheese on my shirt. It's toothpaste. I'm hygienic, but I still feel like a slob. I don't get it. It's weird.
I think that's a personal thing because, like, you're fine.
Yeah, no.
It's just toothpaste.
I shower.
And you washed it, so it's gone.
I did wash it, but I think that little stain is here with me. It's on the light blue part of the shirt, though, so I think I'm good. Hey, tomorrow night, folks, we have a great show, too. Paul Vandenplaus from Wonderfully Wisconsin will be here in studio, right, Conrad?
For the popcorn pick.
For the popcorn pick of the week. Paul will be live. We had him on the show a few months ago. He's a great guest, and he has an outstanding Facebook page called Wonderfully Wisconsin and TikTok. Give him a follow there because he does great stuff. If you like food and you like Wisconsin, and who doesn't, you definitely want to give Paul a follow at Wonderfully Wisconsin. He'll be here tomorrow night. And then we have from the Thrasher Opera House tomorrow night, Jason Mansmith will be here talking about some of the really cool shows they have coming up. And Jason's a great guest. He's been on the show before. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. You know, I really want to play this clip. Let's finish our text. Let's get these texts out of the way because I don't want anybody to be left out here tonight. Our question, as I mentioned, what is your favorite movie or role of Will Ferrell's? And we've got some great responses. There is one, I think, behind. There we go. Tom from Monona. He's in the 608, says, Ricky Bobby. That was a funny movie.
Yeah, my favorite is, I can't think of his name, but the guy who plays Borat in that.
Yeah, it's been so long.
The French race car driver. He's hilarious in that.
I like Will Ferrell, but he's not a guy, other than Old School, that I watch his movies over and over. So I've seen
Talladega Nights,
but I do remember the scene where he's racing and the guy's catching up to him and he's right behind you in his ear, and Will Ferrell's like, right behind me in my subconscious? No, he's really right behind you. Step on it. You know, like, it's just such a weird scene, and it was so funny. And what's the one where Will Ferrell is running for office?
The campaign.
And Zach, yes. And he leaves that filthy voicemail on Zach Galifianakis's.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And the way Will Ferrell talks in that is so funny. So he's got some roles I like. But I said Old School. Conrad said the other guys. Bridget from the 818 says, Elf. This was tough. I loved Step Brothers, Old School, and Blades of Glory. Oh, my God. I forgot about Blades of Glory.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while, but it's such a funny movie.
She says, but I love Elf. I love the scene where he flips John Hader upside down, and they're like in the 69 position, skating around the ice. It's so funny. That really cracked me up. I have a story about Elf that I thought was funny, and it's a sort of a 6 degrees of separation. My buddy Dale Myron, God rest his soul, he shot The Godfather of Green Bay, did an outstanding job. He owned a post-production suite with his buddy Dan. Dan Lieberman, I think was his name. And Lieberman is still a great editor and was editing Elf. And Will Ferrell's people came into the editing suite and were yelling at him and saying that this role was going to ruin Will Ferrell's career. And, you know, Dan's Leventhal was his name. Dan is just the editor. He's not, like, he didn't write the script, whatever. But he has to listen to this. And as it turns out, I think it took Will Ferrell to another level.
Yeah, that's a replay on every single Christmas, right? You know?
It's like a lot of people's favorite film. Chris from Sun Prairie, he is in the 773. Remember, Con?
Yeah.
He spells his name like you. He's got the K. Instead of the C. I like it too. Chris says, my favorite part Will Ferrell plays is Big Earl in Starsky and Hutch. Hilarious. That's the other great thing about Will Ferrell. When you've got a very mediocre movie or even a clunker, you can at least get some good Will Ferrell laughs out of it. Great text. Thanks, Chris. Teresa from Madison. She's in the 608. Says Stranger Than Fiction. That might be our front runner tonight.
I think that one is multiple, yeah.
Yeah. And then Mark from Prairie to Sac says, also Stranger from
Definitely
Fishing.
In the running then.
All right. With a thumbs up. Thank you, Mark. Thank you,
Teresa.
You know,
Teresa. We also got another comment on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Monica Hale says, Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf. All right. There you go. And Chris gave me the thumbs up because I got it right this time.
Yes.
It took a while, Chris, but we know you. We know you, buddy. Thank you. So I want to play this. Let's do this. Since it's Will Ferrell's birthday, let's play the Old School clip.
Sounds good.
Here's one of my favorite scenes from Old School, one of my favorite roles of Will Ferrell's.
Besides, I got a big day tomorrow, but you guys have a great time.
A big day? I'm doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
That's so. That's all we have of that clip?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you had where he, I thought we cut where he chugs. Yes. He goes, just one, and then he chugs. He goes, fill it up again. No. He just turns into Frank the Tank.
Unleashed Frank the Tank.
So gorgeous. I want to play a couple other clips, too. I thought this was hilarious. Norm MacDonald has been showing up in my feed a lot on social media. And I never met Norm when I did stand-up. I didn't do stand-up for that long, maybe 9 years, but our paths never crossed. But I have so many friends who I truly respect, who absolutely think the world of him. And I've rediscovered his stand-up, and he's so funny. And I found this clip on Conan, and I want to play it for you now. This is Norm MacDonald, before he passed away, obviously, on Conan.
A wife went into a coma.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And the doctor said to me, you won't hear this from any 1935 comic. He says to me, there's one way to wake her up, but it's a little unconventional. You go in there and you have oral sex with her. I said, by God. He says, I've seen it work. I said, well, I'm willing to try. So I go in there. I'm in there about 5 minutes, and I come out. I said, Doc, she's choking.
I really wasn't sure we could play that, but you're right. There were no bad words in it. It just creates kind of a funny
picture,
visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's heartwarming. All right. So that's Norm MacDonald. And I have to find another clip from Norm MacDonald is when he's on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. And they're talking about Cosby. And if you Google it, folks, it's Norm MacDonald at his best. And Jerry Seinfeld just absolutely cracking up at him. But I have one more clip I want to play. And I've been sitting on this. And I, you know what? Honestly, Con, I can't even remember why I clipped this. It was in relation to a birthday that day or some kind of Simpsons milestone. But either way, it works. This is the, those of you who watch The Simpsons will know that this guy, he's the guy that runs the comic book store. He's grossly overweight. He's very, very sort of facetious about a lot of the stuff he says. He mistreats the kids when they come in. He's very sarcastic to the kids. And he goes into, well, I'll let the clip speak for itself.
Finally, I would like to return your quote unquote ultimate belt.
I see. Do you have a receipt? Quote unquote, sir.
No, I do not have a receipt. I won it as a door prize at the Star Trek convention, although I find their choice of prize highly illogical, as the average Trekker has no use for a medium-sized belt.
Whoa, fat, sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Hey,
I hate to let you down, Casanova, but no receipt, no return.
I'll give you $4 for it.
Very well. I must hurry back to my comic book store where I dispense the insults rather than absorb them.
Another great Simpsons side character. That's another question. Simpsons side, favorite Simpsons side character.
Milhouse.
Who?
Milhouse.
Milhouse is great. But I like Moe, too. And I like Skinner. Oh, they're all great. Jimbo Jones. What did I say earlier? It should be a question of the night when we were talking.
Oh, your least favorite actor?
Least favorite actor. Yeah, because Tony the Trucker did not like Will Ferrell. So this is kind of a cool thing. The Emmy Awards, the nominations dropped yesterday. They were in my Hollywood beats. If you listen to Civic Media throughout the day, I talked about who was nominated for what. Harrison Ford, it's his first, and we talked about Harrison Ford yesterday. It was celebrating his birthday. Our question was, what's your favorite Harrison Ford movie? He got his first Emmy nod at 83. You know what to make of that?
I mean, I feel like he should have got other ones, but...
He would have if he had done television. The guy's a movie star. He has made more great movies almost than anybody. So people were kind of making a big deal about this, how, it's his first Emmy nomination. Yeah, because he's been getting Oscar nominations and Golden Globe nominations and Critics' Choice and all this other stuff in movies.
Has he done... Now I'm just thinking about, has he done other TV shows?
I bet he has, yeah. But not probably early in his career. I mean, the guy was making huge bank at the box office. Also, I want to say, Kathy Bates, oldest nominee ever in the Best Actress category for an Emmy for, Matlock. So she's 77. Harrison Ford's 83. The old folks getting it done. That's kind of cool. All right, we got to do a very short break here, folks. Then we will play our interview that I did yesterday with the very funny, the one and only, the legendary Frank Hermans. That's coming up next, and we will see you tomorrow night then. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. I'm not going to close the show yet because it's not over. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know, Marinette, it used to be when it was one lane the whole way.
Oh,
it was
brutal.
It would take an hour and 15 minutes to get to Marinette. I can make it to Marinette from Green Bay in 45 minutes.
I probably don't drive quite that fast.
I'm doing 67.
It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, by the way.
Oh,
welcome back.
Oh, sorry. I thought we'd just continue our conversation.
No, that's all right. I kind of like that, but I should identify myself in case people are flipping around.
Who is
Frank
that?
Hermans is here,
what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who?
The legendary.
Legendary.
Frank Hermans of Let Me Be Frank Productions, and some of the stuff we were just talking about off the air, unfortunately, I can't share because it was great stuff. It was gold.
Don't you wish you could do that?
Oh, I mean,
you should, like a podcast.
Podcast, you can.
Yeah, you can.
And I have friends that come on here that I did stand-up with. They're my lifelong comedy buddies, and like a couple times they dropped an F-bomb.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, this isn't a podcast, is it? I'm like, no, it's not. It's live radio. Yeah. So
Beep. So
they've been pretty good.
Are you done 5-second delay here or no?
Yeah, we do now.
You can do it. Okay.
For more or less.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Conrad pulled a hammy the other day.
I won't drop one. I promise. No.
But it is the drive is much better. And you perform in Marinette. You've taken your whole operation up there at the Bayshore Theater on the Bay, which went over. I told you, I gave my parents a Christmas gift.
We're back there again.
In February?
January. Yeah, January 31st. Man. We're doing the tribute show up there again.
Yep. Please tell me it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
I'm in.
Yeah, baby.
Conrad, you're road tripping up. We're hanging out with Let Me Be Frank. That would be really fun because last time I had my charity fundraiser thing I do every year.
That's right.
They were on the same night. Mm-hmm. But
you
said
mom and dad, and they didn't go to your charity function, but they came to my function.
They don't go to watch my filth. They don't want anything to do with my... No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, that just worked out great. It was a great Christmas gift because we saw at the Meyer, we saw your Christmas show, which I absolutely just loved. That was a really that night, I think I told you, Frank, kicked off. My son had just came home. Okay. My daughter was just home from Stevens Point. And the four of us went, and it started off our holiday season on the absolute greatest note. The seats were great. The show was outstanding. Yeah. We went and had dinner at Nagasaki, I think, or something. What a fun show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You're invited every year. Wow. The Christmas show this year, I'm already thinking about it. It's kind of a Seussical type thing. It's kind of the Dr. Seuss thing. It's the who's versus the what's.
Love it.
And the Grunch may show up.
Nice.
So I don't get sued.
That's so... Has anyone ever... You do such great parody.
I've gotten so many cease and desists over the years.
You just say, okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight
it's
that.
It's a one-time $50,000 fine, especially with music.
Gosh.
Yeah, if you use a Grand Rights song. Yeah.
That is the voice of Frank Hermans.
Yes.
Of legendary...
I paid many legal bills to find out these things.
Don't come after him, folks. No. He's a very law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I'm a parody guy, man. It's like SNL. SNL gets sued all the time. I got sued a few times, but, you know, it is
all
what
these
it is.
Places do that kind of stuff. Yep. It seems like you should be able to get away with that. Yep. But either way...
Well, you still got to pay your fees. Something cool on Meta. Get this. Yeah. So I put a song up. It's called Rock and Roll Waltz, done back in 1960, okay? And I shared it. And then it goes, Meta is going to share your revenue with the artist that wrote this song. And I'm like, cool. I didn't even know I was, because I get paid from Meta for so many views.
Nice.
I'm like, yes, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
The artist that wrote that song is still collecting royalties on this. That that song's over 60 years old and they're still getting royalties. Sweet.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm like, no problem. I just clicked
no problem. Pirate.
Continue. Yes, play that video.
Let's talk. Okay, we can talk more about what you have coming up in the fall and the end of the summer and all that, but let's talk about your new show. I found my thrill on Scray's Hill.
So you're not from this area.
I'm not. So tell me what Scray Hill is.
Scray's Hill is right outside of East De Pere. It's a hill back in the day. The Scrays owned it. Hilly Haven was up there, a ski hill. But it was a place that was farm fields. The Niagara Escarpment, which is a cool word, created that hill from the glaciers. It's the tallest point in Brown County. And it was a place that was secluded. And you could go up there and park. There was lots of little places to park your car. And this is where the place that the boys and girls from the high schools around the area and colleges would bring the drive up there in their cars, and they would park. That's where I was made.
And they would neck.
They would neck.
As they say.
Is that what they call it?
I think they used to say that. We're necking.
And they built
nice
all the,
view
all,
and all
well,
that
all of? The TV towers are up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they put the first TV tower for WBAY back in 1955. In fact, I got a picture of it. And that's kind of the thing. Scray's Hill, and there was one road up there, Dickinson Road. Now, it is full of multi-million-dollar mansions, and it's the who's who of this area owns houses up there. So I make fun of that.
Good.
And I play Professor Scray, and my family owns that hill. And I want to keep it beautiful. I don't want the lifestyle of the rich and famous being brought up there. Not like what happened to Alloway.
So what... I love that. So what's the music in this one?
It's from the 59, 60, 61.
Oh, nice.
So it's that cool stuff. Sorry, sorry, oh, so sorry. Uh-oh. It's like that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Found My Thrill on Scray's Hill, music from the 60s, and it starts right around the corner.
Yeah, it starts this Friday. I'm sorry, Thursday. Gosh, man, I forget.
Like 2 days Thursday. Oh, my gosh.
2 nights. Thursday is a fundraiser for NewCap, which is a great organization in northeastern Wisconsin that builds homes. $10 of every ticket goes to NewCap. Great night to come if you want to support your community and support us. And then we run for 4 weeks all the way through August 10th.
All right, folks, if you have not seen Let Me Be Frank production, and I know a lot of you listening are in Madison, Milwaukee, Eau Claire, wherever.
They can still come up.
It is worth a road trip to the beautiful, stunning Meyer Theater. Yep. Frank puts up, four shows a year?
Five shows a year. 80 dates a year.
It's worth a trip to Green Bay. You can do some Packer stuff. You can go to the Meyer. It is an absolute treasure here in Green Bay, as is Frank. He is here. He's going to perform when we come back. We'll talk more about his new show, Found My Thrill on Scray's Hill. And you have another show coming up in September. We'll talk about that, too. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. You got the Civic Media Radio Network. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars. You want me, You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump slamming some of his own supporters who are outraged over his administration's failure to release more Jeffrey Epstein case files. The president saying his, quote, past supporters have brought this bull, calling it a hoax. But ABC's Jonathan Carl says a growing number of Republicans are now backing a push to hear from an Epstein associate themselves.
This is something we're hearing from some pretty senior Republicans, Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, Mike Lee, senator from Utah, both very much Trump allies, say that they would like to see Ghislaine Maxwell testify before Congress.
The Senate pushing ahead on a rescissions package that would codify some controversial DOGE cuts to public broadcasting and USAID, clawing back some $9 billion. President Trump's crypto agenda paralyzed in the House. Some Republican holdouts saying they're against the central bank digital currency, and it's unclear exactly what they would be authorizing. This is ABC News.
The Bucks sign a new guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks confirmed today they signed guard Cole Anthony, a free agent from the Orlando Magic. 6'2", Anthony started in 22 games for the Magic last season, appearing in 67 games, averaging a little over 9 points per game. The Bucks wrapping up their summer league play tonight against the Chicago Bulls. Former Bucks center Brooke Lopez met with reporters in Las Vegas and was asked, how did he end up leaving Milwaukee to sign with the L.A. Clippers?
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast. Looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out and were one of them. They've been a great team for quite a while now. They have a ton of great players, you know, obviously Hall of Famers, All-Stars, some great young players. You know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
NFL Packers beginning to arrive in Green Bay. Training camp beginning a week from today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Emmy nominations are in, and here are some shows nominated in the Best Drama category. Andor from Disney+, Netflix's The Diplomat. HBO has three nominees with The Last of Us, The Pitt, and White Lotus. Hulu's Paradise, and rounding out the nominees are Apple TV's Severance and Slow Horses. Not a weak link in the bunch. Nominees for Best Actress in the drama series include Kathy Bates for Matlock, Sharon Horgan in Bad Sisters, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Britt Lower for Severance, and Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. Best Actor nominees in a drama series include Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Adam Scott in Severance, Noah Wiley in The Pitt, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, and Sterling K. Brown for Paradise. And when it comes to the outstanding scripted variety series, you've got to like your chances, as there are only two nominees, Last Week with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, a mostly cloudy sky overnight, and cooler, lows in the upper 40s. Beautiful day tomorrow, pleasant, with sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Then shower and storm chances return later Friday, currently 51 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn Sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our road trip continues. Matt Nair on air and Todd Alba broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in Butternut. Absolutely join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. I am Peach Wabba.
Nice.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, and that is the voice of Frank Herman. Hey, do you like Paul Simon?
I love Paul Simon. Paul Simon. Fantastic guitar player. It's sad that he's going deaf, though, man.
Oh, is he?
He can barely hear anymore. He has a special setup when he plays now. That it's sad.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I have headphones, and remember, like in the 70s and 80s, 90s, whatever, you put headphones on, man, you could ruin your hearing in one night.
You could.
It felt amazing.
Yep.
Now, when I'm at the gym or taking a walk and I feel great and I try to crank it, nope.
They do that on purpose.
Right,
you can't
there,
sue them
then.
You can't sue them.
Yeah. I mean, did headphone companies get sued there, really?
I don't know. Remember that one where the blasting with the speaker? You know, like the guy's hair was going back like that. If it was Boss or Ross, I can't remember. But there's a little bone in your ear that you can break.
From sound, yeah. Your Honor, I'm a dumbass, but I'm still bringing
a lawsuit. Musician, so I got a little bit of that rock ear going on once in a while, yeah.
So is your hearing bad?
It's not bad. It's just directional sometimes where I can't hear where a sound is coming from, because especially in a crowded place. So that's from listening to monitors my whole life.
Huh.
Playing too loud, stupid.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. Overall, I'm with you. Yeah. Frank Hermans from Let Me Be Frank Productions is here. We're talking about his new show, which opens July 17th, Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill. So tell us a little bit about the plot. We know the music is from the 60s, but what's the plot, Frank?
Well, the whole thing is it was the place to go parking back in the 60s, but I wanted to make it a little bit more inclusive of the whole DePere community. So I play Professor Frank Scray, and my family owns Scray's Hill, but I teach at St. Norbert College, and I teach a class called Sociology 101-ish, and I have diverse characters in the show, the kind of the stereotypical cheerleader, the stereotypical Norbertine, the person becoming a priest, which is no longer a core curriculum, and then I have a theater major who's very dramatic, which is another non-core curriculum anymore at St. Norbert College. So we're making a little fun of that one. Yep, and then we got the football player, and then I got the person on scholarship, academic scholarship, who plays sports, and she plays center for the St. Norbert a girls basketball team, and she's 4'11". So there's
but they didn't cancel that program.
They didn't cancel that program. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's so fun. All right, so tickets are available at Ticketstar, Resch Center Box Office. Go there.
Call me.
MeyerTheater.org.
I know a guy.
Just run by Frank's house.
Yeah. My son is also in the show, my 14-year-old son, who is a phenomenal. In fact, he was going to come the night we couldn't do the show. He can sing like a bird.
Wait, he was here. He was here last time.
He was here last night. 14-year-old Harrison Hermans. He plays my son. He's the gifted kid who graduated high school at 13. He's kind of that know-it-all kid.
Okay.
And he spies on all these guys who are parking on Scray's Hill so he can learn the ropes.
Of necking?
Of necking and other procedures.
I could probably use a brush up myself.
There you go. What move are you going to use again?
Kid, don't mind me.
So he's like and I get angry with him for being a peeping Tom. You can go to jail for that. But he goes, then I can call their parents and I use blackmail. I go, good good job, son. Very good. Blackmail in my job all the time. I don't know why I have an English accent. I always think of professors. I'm that classic college professor who has the goatee, has the hair slicked back, and I am very knowledgeable of things.
You do the accents really well, though. Yeah. But let me ask you this. When your family, your wife, Amy, who is brilliantly talented. Yeah. I told you, we talked about this before the interview. Somebody posted a clip of her on Facebook singing a song from Mamma Mia. It was breathtaking. Yeah. Or no, it was from ABBA.
Yeah.
It was from ABBA. The Winner Takes It All, right?
Yeah. And it was called...
Is that in Mamma Mia?
It was called... what was the show called? I can't even remember. What's the bowling alley?
The Winner Needs a Shawl?
No. What was the bowling alley that got closed down in Menominee?
Oh, Sheridan Lanes.
Sheridan Lanes. Yeah. It was called Sheridan Lanes. Because the name, last name, in Menominee, it's hard. Menomina. By the way, we did that song. In Mamma Mia, in the movie, is Sheridan.
Oh, I love it.
Get
oh,
it? Sheridan so cool. Lanes. Yeah. We tied everything. Nobody got that.
I love
it was
that
more
you
for
include
me.
My little town of yes, Marinette yes. in your yeah. shenanigans, yeah. too. That's really fun. All right, so it sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
Do you want to perform something from it or something?
Well, I'm gonna do a 60s song. The Monkees were really huge back.
Oh
in,
yeah, nice.
Back there, and there was a song that Mike Nesmith wrote, and it was his only top 40 song after the Monkees. And Mike Nesmith was a country guy. He performed a lot, and basically was a multimillionaire because his mom invented Whiteout. So he really did.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah. And he didn't really need to do. He started MTV. Did you know that?
Mike Nesmith. Confused with Tom Scholz from Boston, who I think created the Polaroid One Step. He went to MIT.
He did?
But you're right. It was Mike Nesmith whose mom created Whiteout.
So
he had all that Whiteout money.
He had all that Whiteout money. So he started a production company, and then he had his band that he would perform with all over the country. And he only had one top 40 hit. And he had some great music. And I learned this song. It's one of my wife's favorite songs. So I learned it, and it's kind of catchy. So it's not in the show. But okay. I think it should be.
But of that era,
yeah
more or less.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Well,
what do you need from me?
Well, do you want me to do it now, or do you want me to do it next segment? It's up to you.
Well, next segment, we'll close the show.
Okay, let me grab my guitar. You
could
talk.
Do it. You could do it, though, right when we come back from the break. How long is it? Like four
it's
minutes?
Like, no, it's 2 minutes
oh,
and 35 seconds.
Oh, yeah, let's do
seconds.
That, though. We'll do it.
Should we do that?
We'll do that in the last segment. Okay. What do you think, Con?
Is that good?
We need the... Okay.
Yeah, all right,
go ahead.
Right,
we got a voucher?
We got a voucher on that.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. All right, so what is it like, Frank, working... You love your family, obviously. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of kids. They're all crazy talented, as is your wife, Amy. Is it hard to direct them?
You know what? It's funny you bring that up today because I interviewed on my Frankly Green Bay TV show, Carol Rakovich, who it was my wife's mentor in high school and directed her in plays. And she directed her daughter and son in many plays. I find them a little bit harder. I hate to say this because my son is very talented, but I want him to come across a specific way. And I don't have to deal with the drama, you know, where you have to, believe it or not, actors and actresses, comedians, they're hard to tell them what to do. Okay. Yeah. You know, and if they're doing something a certain way and you want it, you have to coddle them. I don't have to do that with my son. I go, listen, face the crowd when you're talking. Dad, why are you talking to me that way? Because you're not listening to me, son.
Right. Oh, that's very funny.
Enunciate. Talk slower.
And what about Amy? Like, you guys are married.
I can't
Is she
say...
hard to direct?
No, she directs me.
Oh, there you
she,
go.
She's... Okay, how do I say this? To me, when it comes to music, she knows everything. Yeah. Okay? So...
More than you?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm a hack. And she can sing any harmony. I mean, she just can pull off a seventh, a ninth, whatever, when she wants to. And I suck at harmony. So she's got to plunk out my parts, right?
Yeah.
I don't normally, you know, I can do the Beatles. I can sing the Love, Love Me Do and all that, the seventh, the harmony, the upper. But when I got to learn a hard part, she goes, what is wrong with you? Oh, my God. That's a funny story.
That's really cool.
She usually gives vocal notes, and she's very, very good with everybody. Giving them, hey, we need ahs. When you do your ah, we need to go an oh, not ah, because it goes flat.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, stupid stuff. But when we get in the car, went home, learn. She's so funny. Can you learn your song? That'd be great. there's this part, you know, it's wrong.
Do you ever stand up there and say, you know what, honey? I got a lot on my plate. I pay the bills. I thought we were getting the music for to go to a break.
Sorry about that.
That's pretty cool. So what do you, by the way, I meant to tell you, when you had Harrison here before the Christmas show.
Yeah.
He sang Dear Prudence.
That's
It was just fantastic. Yeah. I thought I saw him at the Meyer when we went to see your Christmas show. I look at him, I go, Harrison!
Yeah.
And this kid looks at me like, I'm like, he's not remembering. He was on my show 2 weeks ago. And he goes, my name's not Harrison. Your son has a
doppelganger,
an evil twin.
He has
an
evil twin out there. Okay.
And this guy was giving me nothing. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm like, he's like this old guy thinks he knows me or something. My kids are like doing one of these, you know. It was terrible.
Yeah. Hey, that happens. That happens, you know. And he would have met. He actually wanted to do your show because he thought it was a good time.
Oh,
and
great.
I got to tell you something. He sang that Beatles song. Guess what? My son is going to see Ringo Starr next month.
Oh, wow.
And we got tickets today for Paul McCartney.
When is that?
Paul McCartney's October 17th at Capitol. No, in Minneapolis at their new football stadium. So that lucky little yeah, that's two Beatles huge. 1 year, $2,400.
That's someone you want. I've never seen him, but like that's a bucket list.
He loves Ringo Starr because he's a drummer.
Yeah,
and he likes to drum like Ringo, where you you hit the hi hat with your left hand instead of the right hand. He's just kind of weird like that.
Let's talk about, you have another show coming up after this one called Don't Squeeze the Charmin.
Yeah.
This is in September. I remember the commercials.
Mr. Whipple.
Mr. Whipple. That's got to be 70s and 80s music.
Totally. Totally
70s. It's a can't miss,
It takes place at Sherway, which was a big store in Green Bay. There were 18 of them at one time, and they all closed.
Oh, wow.
So we bring back the nostalgia of Sherway, and one of the girls in the show is named Char. And guess who wants to squeeze the Charmin?
The boss?
No, that's me. I'm Flurpy. I'm one of the characters, and I'm a thock boy, and I love Charmin. I want to squeeze that Charmin all the time.
It's not even creepy when you say it like
that. No, it's
like,
not God, creepy.
It's sweet. It's like,
yeah.
You know,
and she takes pity on me. She doesn't let me squeeze her, though. Yeah.
Well, that's September. Yeah. That'll be a great show, too. Frank Hermans is my guest from, pardon me, Let Me Be Frank Productions here in Green Bay. So you're like this big local legend. You're a big star in Wisconsin. You've got this empire you've built here. And I honestly mean this. I don't know. I'm sure there are other Frank Hermans out there in America or
there's
the world.
There's one in Norway that's a doctor.
No, but I don't mean... I mean, like, a guy who set up this empire in an area of a state that puts shows up as prolifically as you do. Who's your mentor for this or your influence?
Everybody asked me that, and I really don't know. Here's what happened. It was February or 1999. I owned this bar, and I had a friend, Joe Kittinger, he's one of the founders. And we liked theater, and we did Joseph for the Amazing Dreamcoat together.
Oh,
we were both
show.
Theater majors. And I go, let's try this. Let's do our own show. I got this because I own the venue and I had a place to do it. That's the key. I own the brick and mortar, so I had the opportunity to do it. So we put the show together. It sold out. Who knew? Who knew? That this would happen.
That was the one that kind
of... Yeah, the temp in February of 2000. And then we did the show. We bought the show from a guy named Brian Kelly out of Minneapolis, a buddy of Joe's for $500. And I go, I can write a show like this.
Yeah.
I can write this show. So we wrote a tribute to the 70s. That's our first show. We had 7 nights. We only had 120 seats. We sold out every night. Hey, let's do a tribute to the 60s. We did it. Sold out every night.
Very nice.
And it just kept going.
That's fantastic. So what do you, all right, when you're not writing, because you churn out shows, like I can't even believe the rate of which you write these shows, but what kind of theater or live shows do you go to when you're not performing?
I go see a lot. I love comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I get to Skyline every once in a while, but I wish there was a comedy store in here in Green Bay again, like we used to have, Docs.
Docs, and then there might have been a Funny Bone for a cup of coffee.
It took me out of business.
Is that right?
They started Paper in the City. I needed 45 tickets to break even to cover the headliners. I was doing 30 people. You know, I needed 80 to make some money. And they were giving away tickets and stealing all my comedians.
And
I was
booking up the cost of drinks.
Jacking it up. Yeah, drinks. That's what it was. 2-drink minimum. I didn't do that. But anyway, I love High School Musicals. I just went and saw Chilton. I went and saw 9 to 5. I went and saw the Kakana Players, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Phenomenal! And I'm going to see 6, a musical down in Kiel. Summer theater.
Awesome.
I love summer theater.
I do too. And we've gone to Peninsula Players last
year. They're amazing.
So much fun. That is an evening.
Yeah,
we're coming right back. Yeah. Frank Hermans is here, folks. He's going to perform live in the studio. And that's coming up next after this very short break. You do not want to miss this. You got Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are winding down here on a Wednesday night. I am Pete Schwabba. Conrad Krieger working the board as usual, and in the studio tonight, this is always fun when this guest swings by, oftentimes just unannounced. He just shows up with his guitar.
That's right. I'm busking, and you see me outside the window. Hey, Frank, come on in.
All right, come on in,
Frank. I gotta pay for parking?
That's Frank Hermans. Yeah. He's here from Let Me Be Frank Productions. His new show starts July 17th, and just tomorrow, actually. And you can get tickets at Ticketstar, the Resch Center, MeyerTheater.org. It's called Found My Thrill on Scraze Hill with music from the 60s. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
So you're going to play something. I'm
going to play
so
something
excited.
From nice Mike Nesmith. See if you like it.
All right. Frank Hermans.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with the look that spoke of me, of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove around with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, and I knew that well, but still I could not see that the hold that she had was much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and a little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and the dream that I could have sung. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. And the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
That's awesome.
Isn't that a cool little tune?
I never heard that song before. That's outstanding.
I think it made it to number... Mike Nesmith, wow. I think it made to like number 35 in the top 40. It was his only top 40 hit. And my wife played it for me off an album, and I was like, that's a cool riff.
Beautiful lyrics, too.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's all about a girl that he liked, and yeah, she just had something for someone else.
Unrequited love. The genesis of all art.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, thanks,
check out Frank's show at the Meyer Theater. Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill. Then in September, he's got Please Don't Squeeze
the Charmin.
Don't Squeeze the Charmin. Oh, I was looking for a play on words there, but you're just taking the title.
Well, Don't Squeeze the Charmin. The show is rated PNG because Procter and Gamble.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, we got about a minute or two left. Yeah. Tell me about your trip to Scotland. I loved following your posts.
So I got this thing I do. It's called the History Bluff. I've been doing it for like 15 years. I got a little page if you want to check it out. History Bluff. Frank R. Herman's History Bluff. And I always do funny things when I go see things. And I make stuff up. And I talk like this. Like I know what I'm talking about. So a tour company got a hold of me and said, hey, you've been to Scotland a couple of times. Would you like to take a tour? And I'm like, is it free? Yes.
Then it's me.
So I brought 16 folks to Scotland and met a tour guy over there named John, his tour company. He's actually using my videos now in Scotland to sell trips. And because it was so successful, all 16 of these people became like best friends. So we're going again next year.
Very cool. Is that something anybody can go on or is it already booked?
It's already booked. Yeah, okay. It's already sold out. If someone drops out, I will let folks know. But it's 7 days in the Highlands, you know, with plane. It's like $5,000 a piece. It's not crazy expensive. We stay in castles. We stay in cool places.
Wow.
And I take you to places that I like.
Yeah.
We don't go do all the touristy Walt Disney stuff. We go to the cool stuff.
Yeah. Are you Scottish? Is that the connection?
I am Scottish, but I love driving in Ireland and Scotland and England. So I love driving on the rocks. So I've been to Ireland 3 times. I've been to Scotland 3 times. I just like it. It's pretty cool, man.
That's really cool. Yeah. Frank Hermans, you are a blast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete.
Best of luck with all the shows you have coming up. And I cannot wait to see you in Marinette.
Yes.
We are going to party.
January 29th.
You like to party, right?
Dude, look at me.
Look at this. I am hard living right here.
I am all about Blue Moon NA, baby.
thank you so much, buddy. Frank Hermans, check out his show.
Thanks, buddy.
Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill.
Found my thrill.
It opens tomorrow night, and you'll be back soon, I hope.
I will. We'll talk about Charmin next time.
And Mike Clemens, thank you to Mike Clemens. Thank you for all your texts and being part of Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Thanks, Conrad.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump dismissed reports that he drafted a letter to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, but he said he did discuss the issue with Republican lawmakers last night.
I talked about the concept of fire him. I said, what do you think? Almost every one of them said I should. But I'm more conservative than they are.
The president repeatedly brought up a $2.5 billion renovation project to the Federal Reserve, suggesting Powell is committing fraud, seeming to lay the groundwork for firing him for cause. The Justice Department fired U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey from the Southern District of New York. That comes after sources say President Trump privately vented about having a Comey work in his administration. On the Jeffrey Epstein investigation and calls for transparency from the Justice Department, President Trump blaming Democrats for what he calls a hoax. This is a growing number of Republicans are now backing a push for Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell to testify before Congress. This is ABC News.